Today does mark a conclusion at Westside, but it also marks a conclusion of a lifetime of ministering in various places. And for that reason, I'm remembering and giving thanks for all that the Lord has given to me through faithful saints elsewhere. You know, there are many people and many places that are on my heart these weeks. It started with a campus ministry in Southern Illinois University, and churches and people in Beloit, Wisconsin, Roberts, Illinois, Dunedin, New Zealand, Gisborne, New Zealand, Edmonton, and finally here. And I think of all of those today. You know, and I was thinking about them, and I thought that with all those people, we got to make all our mistakes. We got to knock off all the hard edges. And I guess you could say today that their pain has been your gain, if there has been anything in this. And I am mindful of all of them today. And yeah. Well, I'm about done. Just a final word. And apologies to the Apostle Paul. 40 years ago, I left a youth ministry to step into my first pastoral ministry. And as I left that congregation in Beloit, Wisconsin, I read a portion of Paul's letter to the Philippians to them, and it just struck me that this would be very appropriate as my concluding words to you. Again, apologies to Paul. I've kind of tweaked this, as you will notice. A final word. Jim and Cheryl, servants of Christ Jesus, to all God's holy people in Christ Jesus at Westside, together with all the staff and elders, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank our God every time we remember you. In all our prayers for you, we always pray with joy because of our partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. It's right for us to feel this way about all of you, since we have you in our hearts. And this is our prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. I'm done. For the last time, God bless you, my friends. Have a great life.